My name is Chuck Atkins. My wife and I, Julie Atkins, are founders of Five Point Cellars. We specialize mainly in red wines and would love to have you learn more about that by visiting us at fivepointcellars.com. Thank you.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. Today we're going to learn about the wines under the label of Five Points Vineyard that was formed by Chuck Atkins and his wife, both Southerners, now in California. And they're particularly fond of Pinot Noir, which is very, very yummy. And they have a passion of donating a portion of their proceeds to support research to solve a cancer issue, because one of your friends died of a disease that was cancer-based, right, Chuck?
Yeah, Lynn, thank you for having me. My wife and I, Julie, do one of our main aspects of starting the winery was being able to have a vehicle to give back. And one of the probably six or seven different charities and events that we work with is the Huntington's Disease Society of America. My best friend growing up in Montgomery, Alabama, was a fellow by the name of David Brenner, who unfortunately his mom passed with a disease called Huntington's disease. It's a neuromuscular genetic disorder that usually strikes in your 30s and 40s, and it's fatal within 10 to 15 years. Unfortunately, my friend David also contracted this disease and passed. So back in 2007, to honor him and to keep his memory alive and to help research, we started a Cabernet. We decided to make a blend called Brenner's Blend. And we put 100% of $1 from the sale of that particular wine goes into research.
Wow.
Goes directly to Huntington's Disease Society for projects that benefit finding a cure.
Wow, that's a serious statement. Talk about all the wines that people can purchase through the Five Points Vineyards label and the website. And since you are so philanthropically minded, I'm sure there are a lot of people that would like to support that effort in addition to having access to really tasty wines.
We are very blessed in that we started this. We moved from Atlanta back in 2004 out to California to start the winery. And the way we do it is we're able to access some of the finest grapes, some of the best grapes from the finest vineyards all over California, even Oregon and Washington. So we're able to put contracts on some of the best fruit. And we make three different Pinot Noirs, as you mentioned, yummy Pinot Noirs. One is actually from the Willamette Valley in Oregon. We do two California Pinot Noirs. One's from Anderson Valley, which is up in Mendocino, and then we make a third one from down in the Santa Lucia Highlands, which is east of Monterey, that area. So three very different styles, but three delicious Pinots. And then being close to Napa, we're able to access very famous fruit from two different vineyards there. We are able to buy some Tokalon fruit from Andy Beckstoffer, and we do a Tokalon, 100% Tokalon vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon, and we also do a mountain. We do an in-grade mountain, which is which is a Howell Mountain. So,
oh, wow.
Two different styles, but both just absolutely the best of the best. And, of course, we do the Brenner's Blend, which is a Washington State. It's from Kiona, which is the red, if you're familiar with Washington State,
yeah.
Appalachians, it's the Red Mountain AVA.
Okay.
Which is just wonderful. And then finally, we round it out with a Syrah from White Hawk Vineyard, which is located down in the northern Santa Barbara County, and a Chardonnay from the Russian River. So quite a lot to choose from, and each, I think, is a great example of that varietal. And those are the seven wines that we offer.
So you're mainly a red wine house.
Yeah, yeah. We make, I think it's because my wife and I just, we that's what we love to, that's what we love to drink, and so that's what we make. But we do, we also do the Wine Chardonnay, so, but mainly the reds are our passion.
So what is your business before becoming your own winemaker, that you are so, that you have this need to give back? What is your business?
Well, you know, our business to make all this work, we still have day jobs that pay the bills. So I was a dentist. I graduated from dental school. Yeah, I graduated from dental school from the University of Alabama, and actually practiced only a short while and decided to go into sort of medical entrepreneurship, and have been lucky to help start a couple of innovative and successful medical device companies. So that's what I still do today. My latest company that I helped start is a company makes a surgical robot that does hip and knee replacement surgery through a minimally invasive manner. And then Julie is an international business executive and actually does quite a bit of traveling in support of her position. It's sort of a computer electronics type of industry that she's in. So yeah, it's not a the winery is not a full time. It's a full time passion. But so.
Wow. So now what is your tradition on July 4th? Are you guys put a steak on the grill sort of a thing with the red wine?
You know what we are, and then this I'm really looking forward to this. Tomorrow we'll head down to, actually going to head down to Paso Robles to meet a bunch of good friends of ours from Los Angeles. We've got some good friends down there that are filmmakers, and they have recently purchased some property up in Paso Robles and want to start a winery. So we're going to go down and spend some time with them talking about that, and then I'm sure we're going to be grilling out lots of great foods, and I'm going to pack up the car with a bunch of Five Points wine and head down that way.
So where can people go? Give the web address where they can learn more to purchase. And through Five Points, do you have a wine club
Yes, we've just recently started a wine club, and that information can be accessed directly from our website, which is www.fivepointscellars.com. And the five is the number five. And it's points, plural, and cellars. So 5 points cellars, and you can just Google that, and I'm sure it'll come up. And that's the best way. We also, from time to time, will do events throughout the country where we go and we'll do wine tasting and wine dinners where we'll bring in the wine and pair it with a local chef.
And what is the story behind the name Five Point Cellars?
Yeah, there's got to be a good story behind a name. This one is a great story, at least in my opinion. I was, as I mentioned, in dental school at University of Alabama there in Birmingham. And there's a section of town called Five Points. And it's just sort of an entertainment area where five streets come together, and there just happens to be a lot of good restaurants and bars. And I met my wife on a blind date there at a place called Highland Bar and Grill. It's kind of a famous place there in Birmingham. And 8 weeks later, Lynn, after first meeting her on a blind date, I popped the question, and and the rest is history. We just celebrated our 21st anniversary in May. So, Five Points, so Five Points is where it all began.
Oh my gosh!
For us.
Only 8 weeks. Oh my gosh! Oh, how romantic.
Yeah. Is that impulsive, or
Well, obviously you made the right decision. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Charles Adkins, on behalf of you and your wife, Julie, I'd like to thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine. It's really been a pleasure meeting you.
Same here. Thank you for having us.
We will have links up for you to learn more and join the wine club for Five Points Vineyards. You're listening to Wine and Dine. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine,
on the web at iwineradio.com.